You're listening to Flip Empire, the show committed to helping real estate entrepreneurs who want to build their empire without sacrificing their life. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to episode 715, and this is actually part two. So if you didn't have an opportunity to listen to part one, which was on episode 714, don't do anything. Don't pause and go check it out now. Listen to this episode, and then you can go ahead and circle back and listen to that one. But you'll definitely want to listen to both because I am going to continue the conversation and just share with you some takeaways, some nuggets from our Ascend Mastermind Retreat, which at this point was a few weeks ago in Miami. So again, if you haven't had an opportunity to check out episode 714, talk about just a lot of really important things that will kind of get you thinking, will expand your mind some, will have you looking at opportunities or missed opportunities within your existing business. So definitely make sure to check that out. So with that being said, I want to share with you a couple other things that I feel I'm able to share. That again, the idea behind this podcast is to plant seeds, to share experiences, to share not just wins, but to also share challenges or lessons learned. And speaking of challenges, one thing that is so clear to me is that we all, I'm talking about every single person I've connected with, has some type of limiting belief. Now, the people I surround myself with, many of them are aware of some of these limiting beliefs, but sometimes it's uncovered in conversations or where we're going deep within these mastermind settings, that you may have limiting beliefs you didn't even know were there, that other people can kind of like shine a spotlight on. And as an example, you know, I was out to lunch one of the days at our mastermind retreat, and we were at this really cool pizza restaurant in the heart of Coconut Grove, and myself and three other gentlemen, and these are all just successful entrepreneurs, but most importantly, just quality dudes. They're fathers, they're husbands, they're just good people. The type of people that you want to surround yourself with that are just going to level you up. And it kind of turned into a mini mastermind. We call them wisdom circles. And this one gentleman who has a very successful real estate business, and he's created this awesome lifestyle for himself and his family, is looking at potentially purchasing a business in a different space, a space he's not a part of. And this is just a great operator, somebody who, no matter what business he gets involved in, will succeed. And he had a particular limiting belief that we called him out on with love, without judgment, about he didn't think that he could sell his existing real estate business. And while it is challenging to sometimes sell a fix and flip operation, a wholesaling operation, right? Like, you don't hear of that too much. At least I don't, right? Like, maybe that's a limiting belief I have. And maybe those businesses are being sold all the time. If they are, I'm not aware of them, but I certainly don't have the belief that it's not possible. And we had to kind of challenge him on his thinking a little bit. And I think he left that lunch meeting with a wider lens of possibilities and opportunities as it relates to finding people that would love to step into the business that he's already built, right? And sometimes we discount the knowledge we have, the experience we've acquired. And sometimes, you know, we think things are easy. And while they might be easy to you, we assume that they might be easy to somebody else, right? And so to him, he wasn't placing enough value on the business he's built, the systems, the processes, the team, like everything he's poured into this business for the last several years. It was almost like he was discounting it. Those are my words, not his words. But anyways, he left that lunch meeting with new possibilities, right? That's what surrounding yourself with people that are going to tell you what you need to hear and challenge you and ask you questions that are thought-provoking questions that are really going to make you think and dig deep. That's the power of that, right? So just make sure you're immersing yourself. And it's interesting because this one gentleman shared how when we get to the retreat, we kind of share what our main challenge is, what we're looking to get out of this experience. We also have an opportunity to share what we're there to contribute and give. And so think of being in an environment, in a room with successful entrepreneurs that are there to give first and also know that the laws of reciprocation are going to tip back in their favor. And one of the things he shared that I thought was really interesting, he's like, the older I get, the less time I have for small talk. I'm not interested in small talk. I want to get away from it as fast as possible. I'm only here to have meaningful conversations that are going to create impact and change in our families, in our lives, in our businesses, in our communities, in our ecosystems, in our communities, etc. And I'm like, man, how awesome is that, right? So screw the small talk and get with people that you can go deep and have meaningful conversations with that can create lasting and impacting change on you and your environment, right? Like, I think that's what it's all about. But really, surround yourself with people that are going to challenge your thinking. I had to catch myself right now with the comment I made about, like, I don't see a lot of real estate businesses being sold. Like, maybe there's a limiting belief for me there that I get to explore or that I have the opportunity to go deeper on. So we all have limiting beliefs. Some you're aware of, others you might not be aware of. So make sure that you're putting yourself in the right environment of people who could shine the spotlight on you and the glass ceiling that we tend to put on ourselves from time to time. We also had some conversations about one of our shares from one of our members was around the topic of limiting beliefs. He goes, you know, one of the things he likes to ask himself is like, okay, I have a particular belief. Is this an absolute truth or is it a relative truth? And I thought that was awesome. And the difference is an absolute truth is something where there's evidence to support that truth, right? Water is wet, right? Like, that's an absolute truth. Water is wet. The sky is blue, right? And you get the idea. Or is it a relative truth, right? A relative truth is it can be true for some people, but not necessarily for others, right? So that was really interesting. That got me thinking about it. We also had a lot of conversation around things in general might not be necessarily bad or good, but the meaning you assign to something can make it bad or good, right? So just be careful what meaning you're assigning to certain things. There was one gentleman who just very successful, has the ability to retire today and is just good money-wise. And yes, he's still focused on building his wealth, but he shared how to a certain degree, he was kind of dealing with a little bit of imposter syndrome, right? And maybe you've experienced that. I know I have in the past where you might think to yourself like, man, am I an imposter? Like, why would people listen to me? Like, is what I have to say and share worthy? And he shared how there was a study done, how neurosurgeons have to go to school for 16 years. And I didn't know that. I thought it may have been 10, 12, 13, 14 years, but neurosurgeons have to go to school for 16 years. And yet a study was done that 81% of neurosurgeons feel like they're an imposter. I'm going to repeat that again, because like when I heard it, I was like, what? Think about doing something, going to school for 16 years to learn one particular thing, to acquire a set of skills, right? To learn how to be a neurosurgeon for 16 years, like you live and breathe this. And yet 4 out of 5 people that go through this process for 16 years still believe internally that they're an imposter or they suffer from imposter syndrome. And what that tells me is even though this particular gentleman has made it, one other member who's not as far along in the journey mentioned that like, no matter quote unquote, how far you've come or how much you think you've made it, we're all dealing with something. We're all dealing with a particular set of challenges, limiting beliefs, whether it's imposter syndrome, whatever the case might be. Some people have things dialed in their business and their family life is just not doing so great. Others, you know, have figured out the family life, but yet they're not making as much money as they want. So we're all dealing with something, right? And what it boils down to is, yes, mindset and faith is a big part of it, I believe. But for your outer world to change, you got to look internally. You got to start with your inner world. And if you do it, if you focus on that enough and you make that the priority, your outer world will change. We had a lot of exercises that got people into groups and got people like just breaking through barriers because of the questions that were posed, giving them time to reflect on that and then sharing it. And so one of the questions as an example is like, what's one area in your life that you know you need to be brutally honest with yourself about? And if you were and opened up about it, what do you think it might do for you, right? So that's just one of many questions that were asked that we got a chance to reflect on. And then the last two things I'll leave you with is, and this is something that I've heard in the past and I'm just trying to remember more and more, is two filters that I think can really serve you. The heck yes filter and the energy filter. The heck yes filter is when you're trying to decide between something, does it immediately strike you as a heck yes, I want to do that? Or is it something you got to wrestle with? There was quite a few people that were wrestling with big decisions they had to make. And one of the frameworks that has really helped me this year is when I got to make a big decision, I'll pray about it. I'll seek counsel on it, right? From like my wife, from coaches, mentors, like my inner circle. And then I'll sleep on it. Oh, I'll make a decision and then I'll sleep on it. If I wake up the next morning feeling a certain level of peace about the decision I've made, chances are I've made the right decision, right? And it's a decision I'm feeling led and guided in. But the opposite, if I'm not feeling at peace and I'm wrestling with it, then maybe it's an opportunity to reflect and dig a little bit deeper, right? So like when you're trying to make a decision, is it a heck yes, or is it something you're really, really struggling with? If it is, look at your goals, look at your vision, hopefully. Does it align with that? Does it get you closer to it or further away from it? Seek counsel from the right people. Not too many people, because that can be a negative as well if you start getting flooded with all these different opinions. But seek counsel for people that are not necessarily going to tell you what to do, because you get to make that decision, not somebody else. But people that have been down that path, people that have experienced that, people that are going to like ask you questions and guide you in the direction you should go, not necessarily tell you what you should do. There's a big difference. And then lastly, the energy filter. As an example, I talked about in episode 714 how I left our retreat feeling energized, right? Like, so lean into things, double, triple down on things that are going to fill you with energy, and try to outsource, delegate, automate, and or delete the things that are going to drain you from energy, right? So that's the energy filter in a nutshell. But that's what I got for you on today's podcast episode. I'm really looking forward to some of the upcoming guests and topics that we're going to be diving into. So if you have any suggestions, if you have feedback, please reach out. As an aside, if you're interested in connecting, we are looking to grow with the right people and still keep the intimate setting that we have. AscendYourSuccess.com. We'd love to have a conversation with you about it, and we'll go from there. So have an incredible day. Stay blessed, and we will talk on the next one. All right, my friend, I hope you enjoyed that Flip Empire episode and got a lot of value out of it. Make sure to check the show notes page for any resources that were mentioned. And speaking of resources, honestly, I don't think I've done the best job of sharing with you my top curated, highly recommended tools and resources that I use in my business or have used in my business. In some cases, these are affiliate relationships with people that I highly trust and respect. And I know these tools and resources can help you and your business go to the next level. And as an ethical bribe, if you decide to try out one of these resources using my link, I will go ahead and send you an unadvertised bonus. I'll send you something of high value. All you got to do is shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. Go ahead and let me know that you tried out this resource, and however I can help you getting started with that, chances are that I know it very, very well and currently use it or have used it. So make sure to check that out, flipempire.com/resources. And if I can be of help or service to you in any way, just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com, and I will do anything I can for you. Have an amazing day, and I'll catch you on the next show.